I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was 18 and I was living in Los Angeles on the corner of Roscoe and Topanga. And I thought it was the greatest thing ever, right? Like I had gone to the, I'm in the city, I'm by myself. Well, it was me and my friend, but I showed up there. I had no job. We had a new apartment. I was supposed to be staying with him and his dad, but he had to sign us up for a lease because his brother got in trouble, got sent out there. Long roundabout story. But, you know, just the other day, curiously, I'm looking at like Google Maps because I'm wondering like, what's the status of this area now after the fires, right? Like, I mean, there's been so much devastation out there. And good news, nothing burned down around there. Bad news, it's now a Lowe's and there's a bar called The Rabbit Hole there, which I'm guessing is not a very nice place.
It's a little bit seedy. Like a place I might peek my head in and say, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. And then I looked up my house, my childhood home growing up. And in that area, there's now a grocery store and Frank's Bar and Grill is there as well.
And I feel like the opposite is happening in other places. They're shutting stores down and building apartments.
Yep. What do you remember about your first apartment?
I moved to New York City about 6 months after I graduated college. I knew nothing about living in New York City. So the way to find an apartment was to go onto Craigslist and find people to sublet with.
I mean, that's crazy, right?
Yes. Like
when you think about that, the things that we used to do through Craigslist, mm-hmm. and then you think about how seedy Craigslist is now.
Yes.
You're lucky you're alive, frankly.
Pretty much. Okay. I sublet every single month. So it's not like I stayed with somebody for 6 months. Every single month, I lived in a different place.
It's like camping.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a glorified couch surfer. But I lived with this one woman on the Upper East Side. She was a little weird, but fine.
Yeah.
Then I moved to, where was it? Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Okay.
I ended up figuring out that my roommate was a entrepreneur, if you will, of illicit substances.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good. You got out of there, though.
And, well, hold that thought. And then I moved to another spot in Brooklyn. I moved to Fort Greene, where I lived with somebody there. I also ended up figuring out down the road.
I mean,
an entrepreneur of sorts.
You're hanging out with seedy individuals. I was the only seedy individuals I was hanging out with was the cockroaches that would climb into the apartment. So it was me and my friend Keith, and we moved in the apartment. We had nothing. So it was like I had a TV, VCR car, and an air mattress that that had a leak in it. They weren't the same quality that they are now. And you know what I remember was it was a massive apartment and it was relatively cheap because it was in one of the buildings that did not fall down in the Northridge earthquake, but maybe should have.
It maybe should have.
It had stone stairs inside. It was a two-story apartment, and it had a staircase that went up to the second floor, and it was stone stairs with like the wrought iron around it like you find outside. It was very, very strange. The stairs were concrete.
Like the building was built around the stairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very, very strange. I remember that. But I mean, everything was fine as long as the lights were on. But roaches, forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it. There's no getting rid of them in a building like that.
Probably not.
But the rent was cheap. The weather was great. And I loved it. I mean, I had a great time there right now. Right now, it's probably the, I don't know, kitchen and bathroom hardware section at Lowe's.
Are the stairs still there, though?
They might be, as a matter of fact. We're talking about first apartments. I was just looking through a bunch of the different coverage because, you know, the fires happened in Los Angeles. And I wanted to see what my first apartment looked like there. Turns out the building did not burn down. So the neighborhood, that's great. But the neighborhood is now actually a Lowe's and a bar called the Rabbit Hole in some strip mall. And I don't think the Rabbit Hole is a place that any of us want to visit. Ashley, you couch surfed your way through New York City for the first year or so you were there. Good thing you're still alive.
Oh, yeah, that's an understatement. I look back and all the stupid decisions I made living in New York City.
Suffice to say, when you're looking for housing on Craigslist, you're putting yourself at a certain risk factor. Elizabeth, what was your first apartment like?
Oh, my God. I moved to New York City. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about living in New York City. The first apartment, I had two roommates that I barely knew. There was a big old crowbar dent in the door from something, and I got in there and I turned on the stove to make cookies or something.
Yeah.
And cockroaches poured out of the top of the eyes of the stove.
Oh gosh.
Oh my, like a wave of them. It was insane. And then one of those roommates decided she wanted cats. And don't get me wrong, I like animals a lot.
Sure.
But she got the cats without really talking to us about it. Then she decided she wasn't going to neuter them because, quote unquote, they'd stop growing.
Oh, no. I don't like where this is going.
Then the other roommate and I kidnapped the cats, took a train out, and got at 5 o'clock in the morning and got them neutered.
Oh, nice.
At the place where she'd adopted them.
Good call.
And brought them home and took care of them. But then she turned around and left to go on vacation, and she left the cats.
She never returned.
Oh, my God. She never returned.
Oh, my
God. It was awful.
Did she make it back from vacation? Did the cockroaches eat her, and you're unaware?
Oh, wouldn't that have been nice? Anyway, nope. That's a terrible thing to say. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh,
but I saw her years later, and we literally, like, walked across the street from each other and didn't even speak. It was so bad.
Dwayne, your first apartment, what was it like?
It was a nice apartment, but it was like nice if it was like from like the 1840s.
Whoa.
Like they never fixed it, so it was nice aesthetically, but it was old.
Yeah,
and a lot of these things became an issue towards the end. Like I remember the guy said, "Hey, listen, we're gonna clean out your apartment, and we're gonna like definitely gut out the rug and give you a whole new rug." And then he never came back. And so then at the end of the 2-year lease, he comes back, and we're expecting our security deposit. And he says, "Well, I can't give you your security deposit. You need a new rug."
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "But that was on you." And so
that
was my first experience realizing that I'm never getting a security deposit back.
Yeah, slumlord tactics there.
You love those landlords to try and keep your security deposit.
Once you're in the place, they're not coming to fix whatever it is they told you they were coming to fix. Yeah, you gotta get it all done before you get in there. And even then, it's probably going to fall right apart on you. Yeah, security deposit. I don't think I ever once got back a full security deposit.
I always did.
Of any apartment I ever. Are you that person that goes and
fights? I am that person. Oh, I fought with one. And
yeah.
I said, no, you're not keeping my money. Yeah.
And that worked.
Oh, it totally worked.
Okay.
Yeah.